Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours on this live Monday edition, the 28th day of July, 2008. We've got Dr. Stan Monteith popping in 1 hour for 30 minutes to talk about the amazing interview he did with Lindsay Williams, who worked in the oil fields and has really leaked a lot of key information that turned out to be very accurate about the oil companies. And we're also lining up Lindsay Williams. He'll probably be on today, if not today, tomorrow. But I wanted to get Dr. Stan Monteith concerning the report he broke last week with Williams, who's been death-threatened and claims that he is going to soon suspend doing interviews. We're going to see if we can get him on before he does that. I don't know why you would quit doing radio interviews and shut down your website, which he's done, over death threats. I don't understand it. I mean, I get death threats all the time. I've been physically attacked. I've had all sorts of things go on that just, you know, people calling up my wife saying, the little dog's in the backyard. You're in a little white house. I'm watching you right now. You went to the store today. You effing bitch. I'm going to cut your throat. I mean, you know, that's the kind of things that have happened over the years. And my wife never backed down. In fact, she was getting death threats when she was my girlfriend. And because she instinctively realizes this stuff doesn't go away if you give in to threats. It doesn't go away. You have to go in, through, and beyond the New World Order. You have to fully commit to it. I'm not knocking Lindsay Williams. We support him. Just this intimidation business, once they figured out that I wasn't going to back down after I'd physically been attacked by four hired thugs after all sorts of other things had happened, once that had taken place, the enemy realized, I am never shutting up. They can kill me today. I will never shut up. I will never back down. I will never surrender. For a lot of people out there who haven't been tested by the fire yet, you know, they still question, is there a new world order, despite the fact that Barack Obama was calling for it from Berlin last week. A lot of you are still in denial, despite the fact everything we've talked about is real. Well, let me tell you. When you get visits from the FBI, when you get visits from the Secret Service, when you get all sorts of other things happening to you over the years, or when you pull up in a parking lot and Special Forces guys jump out and run over and threaten you to your face, oh yeah, that happened to me 9 years ago. When things like that happen and when they let you know that they'll kill you whenever they want, then you realize just how real this is. This is as real as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order is attacking every single one of you right now financially. They are destroying our treasury. They are annihilating our currency. They have debased our industrial capacity down to almost nothing. 1 in 40 homes is in foreclosure. Ford and General Motors are preparing to collapse, according to Bloomberg and other major publications. The New World Order has engineered all of this, as we told you they would when we got the IMF and World Bank documents that were leaked in 2002. They are raping you. I told you 3 months ago that oil would peak out at $145 a barrel. It did exactly that. In fact, it went up to $149, and that it would then drop down to about $120 a barrel until next summer when it will go to $200 a barrel. They do this each year. They run it up, and then when it drops, you know, first they run it up to $2 a gallon. Then you get mad 3 summers ago, and they drop it back down to $1.75, and they run it up to $2.50. Then they drop it back down to $2. Then they run it up to $3. Then they drop it down to $2.50. Then they run it up to $3.50. And they drop it down to $2.75. Then they run it up to $4.50 a gallon. Then they drop it down to $3.90. Pavlovian psychological conditioning. They're training you. We know the ball game. We know the enemy's playbook. We're here telling you exactly what's going on. We've proven it. We've got the inside scoop. This is the place to be. We'll be right back.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to open the phones up in this first hour at 1-800-259-9231. We want to discuss the impeachment hearings of last Friday that turned out better than we thought. Though the chairman and Mr. Conyers and, of course, Mr. Smith tried to frustrate things as best they could. We want to discuss all the new economic developments that are unfolding, or the fact that the Miami Herald reported that Bin Laden's bodyguard, right-hand man, was picked up by special forces and then ordered released by the Pentagon, just one of thousands of CIA operatives working under al-Qaeda cover that accidentally have been picked up and released, more than 6,000, according to the Times of London. I mean, all of this major news unfolding. I'm getting a lot of emails. In fact, I'm getting hundreds a day, phone calls, people showing up at the office, and that's fine and dandy, saying, are you going to have some type of anti-war, anti-attack on Iran event, 9/11 truth event for the first responders? And I am not going to give you the answer to that until Wednesday at noon. And Wednesday at noon, I will give you the answer to that. Okay? I mean, I know the answer now. Wednesday I want to fully nail some things down, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, as they say, because I want to be doubly, triply, quadruple sure of some of the things that we're going to be discussing here on air. And I will let you know if it's going to be happening, give you some ballpark about when it's going to be happening Wednesday, if it is going to indeed happen. with Willie Nelson. How did this start? I had wanted to get Willie Nelson on last week to help with media attention, to try to create more interest out there in the grassroots, to put pressure on the mainstream media to report on the impeachment hearing coming up Friday. That indeed did happen. I think the listeners out there helped by calling Conyers' office and others on the Hill in the Judiciary Committee and pressuring them. And I called Willie up, meant to have him on Thursday, and he said, no, let's just do it Wednesday. So he came on the day I called him. You heard it for an hour. And then a caller called in and said, why don't you have some type of 9/11 truth / anti-war rally? And Willie said, I'd do that in a minute. So I talked to him privately the next day and then the day after that. And Saturday I got my answer. I'll just leave it at that, from Willie. And so now there's just so much involved with it. I will let you know what's going on Wednesday here on the radio show. But, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. We will talk about it on Wednesday here. Anthony Hilder joins us in an hour and 20 minutes from now, of course. So we're going to have Dr. Stan Monteith popping in to give us a scoop. He's the guy that broke the big Lindsey Williams story about him being threatened and told to shut up, and what Lindsey Williams is saying. And Lindsey's always been accurate in the past. He's been saying the same thing for 20 years, and it all came true. And now he's really thrown us a curveball, not just with the threats he's reportedly gotten and the fact that he's saying he's not going to do any more radio interviews. We've got his home number and his cell phone. I kind of have blind spots. I didn't think to get him on late last week because everybody was calling me, because I had my mind on so many other issues, but we're trying to get a hold of him this morning, and he may be on today or tomorrow, Lord willing, because he has been doing a few radio interviews, and we'll get his take on things. For those that don't know who he is, Lindsey Williams was a oil field chaplain, and the CEO of Atlantic Richfield had dinner with him a few times and got to know him and saw the work he was doing in the oil fields, Baptist preacher, and hired him to be Atlantic Richfield's chaplain and to sit in on all the meetings and to pray before the meetings. And that's kind of the old-fashioned way most companies did things. Now, this is back in the 70s, and they discovered, of course, oil fields with more oil than some of the biggest fields in Saudi Arabia. And they were so excited, and then literally aircraft, helicopters landed. Other executives showed up, and they told them, this is going to be secret. All of you are sworn to secrecy. And there have been a lot of other events like that. They found oil fields that rival Saudi Arabia or may even be bigger in the Gulf of Mexico that the United States cannot have access to. Large sections of those were given in 2001 by George Bush, one of his first major acts, to Mexico. He just ceded territorial waters through executive order to Mexico, thousands of square miles. China is drilling in many of these waters. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. The oil companies are trying to have a world monopoly and trying to, with government. See, they can do this because Mexico owns most of the land. The government does. And that means the private families that control the government control it and own it through fiat. That means our government controls, 87%? Last time I checked, of Alaska, the state has most of the rest. 3 or 4% of Nevada is private. 10% of Utah is private. And I know it's right around 4% of, you can debate where the lines are drawn, of Alaska is private. And it just so happens these are the major treasure troves of oil and clean-burning coal and uranium and gold and silver and bauxite and aluminum and, did I mention diamonds? Back in the late 80s, they found a huge diamond field what was it, more than 20,000 acres in Arkansas. And the DeBoole family, not De Beers, DeBoole, a South African French family, swooped in. The reason I know about it is my dad was friends with some of them, went to college and knew them and then knew them in business, some of the brothers. So I remember hearing about this at the dinner table before it was ever on the news, because they lived in Dallas, and that they had gone in and bought up all these tracts of land from the landowners. And then the environmentalists were sicked on them to stop the mining of the diamonds. Very clean type of mining. This is just where they just go in and get the ore and extract the diamonds. It's not like gold or silver mining, especially gold mining, where they do put the ore into these giant lakes of cyanide-filled water that etches away and eats away all the rock and then leaves the gold ready for separation. Oh, no, those are all fine and dandy. Very toxic, very dangerous, very deadly to the water table. No. This is just going right in directly and just sending miners in into deep mines to remove the diamonds. And they said, no, you can't have the diamonds. And so from the late 80s until the mid-90s, there were lawsuits involved. And finally, the Boole brothers, I forget, was it? I can have my dad in here as a guest. I forget the Boole brothers' first names. I forget which one predominantly ran that operation and owned that. But the point is that I remember they got paid $3.5 billion to the U.S. government. They said, okay, you got to buy this then as parkland. And Bill Clinton, I think it was 96 or 97, paid them more than $3 billion to walk away so those diamonds would sit there. And, of course, later there was an article in, I believe it was April of 2000, bragging about it in the New Yorker magazine, admitting that the Oppenheimers, through De Beers, it's just one of the names of one of the mines in South Africa, they chose that name under Cecil Rhodes. That then, of course, lets them continue their monopoly, which is worth hundreds of billions of dollars a year in profits. And Diamond Empire, we had the British lady on. She's married to a lord. She's a royal. We had her on a few years ago. I need to get her back on. She made the film Diamond Empire, which I remember when I was in high school, my dad had us all come in the night it aired, and we ate dinner in front of the television set, something we normally didn't do because he knew a little bit about the diamond business just from the sidelines in Dallas. And he was like, I can't believe they're going to air this. This is the big secret. And I remember watching Diamond Empire, which she produced, where they allowed her in to the big warehouses in France and in the Netherlands and in England, huge warehouses full of giant chests of diamonds where they stockpile them because there's too many of them. It is a semi-precious stone. You have the ultra-precious, precious, there's a scale down into semi-precious, and then you have your stones that are considered like quartz and things just to not even be precious. Diamonds are in the middle of the semi-precious chain. So you've got this top-down gauge of the ultra-precious down to the non-precious stones, and diamonds are in the middle of the entire spectrum. They are right in the middle of semi-precious, right along with things like agates. You can go to the Great Lakes and walk along the beach there, and it's just agates everywhere, just piles of these beautiful rocks, but they're not precious. They're semi-precious when you've put time into them, cutting them and polishing them. They're essentially worthless unless they've been cut and polished. So it's not even worth it to put the time into them. Well, it's the same thing with oil. It's just everywhere. It's everywhere. We're swimming in it. But through global government, through international agreements between countries, they are able to monopolize it to a certain extent and create an oligopoly, a cartel. And that's a fact. I mean, OPEC is a cartel. But OPEC is only one sector of it, with Latin America and the Middle East and Central Asia. It interlinks with the British Anglo-American system.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. You know, sometimes Satan
sometimes
U.S. headed for heightened alert stage. Exclusive major events on the horizon prompt a surge in anti-terror efforts. Government officials have been quietly stepping up counter-terror efforts out of a growing concern that Al-Qaeda or similar organizations might try to capitalize on the spat of extremely high-profile events in the coming months, sources tell ABC News. And they say because of the election and because of the heightened tensions with Iran and a possible strike by Israel or the U.S. or both, and because of what's happening with the economy, that Al-Qaeda, I mean, remember, when you watch the newscast we have a link to on this, it's the head of the FBI, who clearly, the FBI at the highest levels, is fully involved in the attacks of 9/11. Remember, this is the terrorist telling you, look out, terrorists are going to get you. And we got different White House memos and other Republican memos from the 2004 election where they admitted they fear-mongered for political gain. And you're going to see the same thing with the Democrats if they get into office. You're going to see all of the new mechanisms of the Patriot Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and the killing of Posse Comitatus and the warrantless wiretapping. That's going to be their bag of tricks. That's why they don't want to rock the boat, why they don't want to have impeachment, because they like having all this power. They want to be able to have all of this control. And we are headed into one of the most dangerous and most interesting times, for that matter, in modern history. I mean, all of the things that are happening. The economy is just steadily going downhill, as all of you know. They are ramping up to attack Iran. There are all sorts of military drills and operations going on and different tattletale units of truck drivers and school teachers, postal workers, firemen, police being federalized. Students in high school and junior high being trained to be spies. All the things we told you about a decade ago are now becoming mainstream news as they introduce it to you. And national ID cards being tied into global ID card systems. It's all manifesting. And there's a backdrop here of people who are still in denial. Friday, we posted a story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that simply had links to several mainstream news articles and a YouTube clip of witnesses to the congressman's speech, where a particular congressman, it's up there if you want to go read it, was asked a few months ago, why aren't you impeaching Bush? You're a big liberal. Don't you want the police, the political hay this will make? And he said, look, if we do that, he will attack Iran and maybe declare martial law. And then newspapers reported on it, but now that particular congressman is trying to backtrack, and then people get mad at us in the comment section of the news stories on the website saying that we're exaggerating. There's no exaggerating here. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act states that the president is basically a dictator over the governors, over the National Guard and the State Guard, and they're training state police for federalization and local communities for federalization everywhere. And the Marines and the Army, for 20 years, have been having urban warfare drills in major cities with the express reason of acclimating the Marines, the Army, the local constabulary, the population, the media, preparing the ground for the public to accept military on the streets of the United States. And then we told you there'd be a big terror attack leading up in 2001 to the attacks. We said they would then put troops in major cities on the streets in the name of fighting terror, that they would then convert that to, quote, fighting crime. And now we're hearing that they want to use National Guard in Illinois and in Florida and in other areas of the country to, quote, fight crime. NBC News, Chicago Tribune, other outlets are reporting this but saying it's a good thing. So it's happening. And it's time for people to stop being in denial about this. Everything we broke down is happening exactly as we said it would. This is slow motion red dawn. And denial will ensure their victory. It's time to face the facts. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfast. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours of the hardest hitting radio on the planet. The most important and informed guests and wide spectrum of issues. We break down the geopolitical system as we scan the entire planetary political landscape. You have found it, ladies and gentlemen. Tip of the spear, front lines in the info war as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget, we have the auxiliary websites that have a lot of different news than InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com on them. TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I know we've got loaded phones. I want to go to Bruce, Honey, Tommy, John, Jimmy, and others here in just a few minutes. But continuing with what I was getting into in the last segment, the gear up for martial law, Daily Kosh is a gigantic kind of mainline progressive website. And they've done a lot of hit pieces on InfoWars.com. They have attacked us many times. We have not attacked them back because we are not into infighting here, ladies and gentlemen. We're just sad that they've been so childish over there. So there is so much going on, and all we attempt to do is to get these people to think for themselves. All we attempt to do is try to get the controlled right and the controlled left, who predominantly are made up of good people. The average conservative that says nuke Iran, turn them into a parking lot, really thinks Iran carried out 9/11, really thinks that they're going to launch nukes on Israel, really believes things and is scared. They're not bad people, most of them. And they're controlled and manipulated by very cynical psychological warfare experts that run the big think tanks that advise the New World Order system and the controlled corporate media that themselves are owned by the big defense contractors. And the left means well. But I have to be honest with you. I'm very proud of what we would call the traditional left in the United States right now. You've got a lot of blue-collar and well-meaning, hard-working people that aren't very sophisticated who love Barack Obama because they want to show they're not racist white America. They have this guilt complex. They think that he's going to bring back a good economy. They think Bill Clinton was the reason we had a better economy in the 90s than we have today. No, it's because the globalists are in a different phase right now. The free money system, the liquidity that was issued in the 90s is why we're now seeing the dollar implode. This was all by design. It's part of a cycle. But regardless, the left is the intelligentsia of the left, the mainline, white-collar left, the left I know that are in entertainment and in media, that are in business, they are starting to wake up to Barack Obama. To the fact that, I mean, conservatives, when Bush did things that were unconservative, like triple the size of government, open the borders, triple the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, they just said, well, when Bush was for the assault weapons ban, they came out and said, okay, well, we're for banning assault weapons. They really drank the Kool-Aid. But I have to say that, you know, back when I was trying to wake the left up to Bill Clinton, that he was a puppet and pushing a globalist agenda and that attacking Serbia was wrong and a CIA operation with Al-Qaeda and was covering Senate reports put up by Republicans on the issue, they wouldn't wake up and wouldn't face it, most of them. But now they are waking up. Now they're realizing the left-right paradigm is a control system where they play different groups off against each other. And so that's exciting. And the people I know that you would call leftists, you know, artists, media, directors, people like that, they are now going out buying firearms. They are going out. They are realizing that big government is there to tax them and give it to corporations, and that welfare is there to get people institutionalized and in the system and to basically train people to not be independent. They are really waking up and becoming freedom-oriented individuals, people who are more libertarian. And I'm really seeing that, and I'm really seeing the left end their mindless leftist activities and really have an awakening that I've been seeing going on for 5-6 years, but really starting to explode right now. And so I commend you. And conversely, there have been a massive amount of mainline Republicans that have woken up to George Bush, and I commend them as well. But that awakening is still not as seismic as what we've seen in the left. And there is a huge article by Taka Q. DeVille on Daily Cost. We have it posted up on Infowars.com. History: how the U.S. government was overthrown in 3 easy steps. And they give the Rockefeller quotes, the Carroll Quigley documents, the CFR statements. They say there's a global government. It controls the left and the right. They fully own and run both parties. They control the left through foundation money. It is all staged. I mean, I would read this entire article on air today if I had time. In fact, I'll probably try to do it this week. It's like 10 pages long. It's a gigantic treatise for cost standards. And it is definitive, and I couldn't say it better myself, and I salute you. I salute you. And we're now seeing the London Guardian come out and say 9/11 was probably an inside job. I salute you. See, people have to be ready to win. People keep getting upset that we're having huge celebrities come out and former presidents come out and former senators come out and defense ministers. and saying, well, wait a minute, people are listening to us. This must be a government setup. People are waking up. We're not supposed to have a fighting chance. We're not supposed to win. We're supposed to lose. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're born to win. If you've got the dedication, the facts on your side, if you're fearless, then you've got a good chance of winning if you've got the motivation and the dedication, if you don't give up, and if you keep hitting the enemy in the info war every waking moment. We can turn this around. The alternative is total enslavement and worldwide eugenics program. Now, I said I was going to go to your calls. It's just I've got to play these short clips here. Because at the bottom of this Daily Kos article that's up on Infowars.com right now, history, how the U.S. government was overthrown in three easy steps. And I want to get this Takacue DeVille on. I'm seeing more and more of this because most people aren't government agents in media. Most people aren't operatives on the government payroll. They're more fellow travelers. They've bought into the false political template or hologram that's been downloaded into their minds throughout their lives and by the peer pressure that reinforces their worldview. And it's shattering right now. So we have to be ready to win. We have to be ready to arrest the leaders of the House and the Senate and the executive and give them fair and impartial trials and then send them to prison for the rest of their lives. I don't think we should get into the business of executing people for treason because it could turn into a French Revolution-style system. Even though they deserve, and many people, after they've had a trial by their jury or their peers, to be executed, and you know, we've talked about that. More and more I think about it studying history, that really shouldn't be done. They should be exiled to islands, as was done in the past. Just too dangerous of a precedent. But I do think they should be thoroughly exposed and imprisoned. So, I mean, all I can tell you is that we're having big victories, and we need to appreciate the victories we've had and telegraph that to everybody else, the fact that we can win this. So just an incredible article, History, How the Government Was Overthrown in Three Easy Steps. It is one of the best short pieces. You know, there's books that do it much better, but one of the best short pieces I've ever seen. And despite the fact that I've been attacked mercilessly by Daily Kos, I turn the other cheek. And I say to them, good, I'm glad you joined the team. I'm glad you saw the light. I'm glad you got knocked off your horse on the road to Damascus. And that's going to happen to more people. I mean, as the evil grows, you're going to be tested. You're going to be forced to make a decision and not sit on the fence. Liberals, conservatives, all of you. You're going to have to make a decision and decide who you stand with. And in your gut, you know we're telling the truth. You can trust but verify. You can go check everything we're covering and find out it's true. And the people are finding out that Israel attacked the USS Liberty in collusion with the White House to try to sink it and start World War III with Egypt and then the Russians. By the grace of God, those men kept that ship afloat. The people are now finding out the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. The people are now finding out that our criminal government has staged more than 200 terror attacks that are declassified. Game over. You know, why even debate 9/11? Why even say it's an inside job? Why not even, don't start there with people. You start with all the admissions. It's like if I was a prosecutor and I was going before a grand jury and we had some murderer who'd been given life in prison and then for some reason on a technicality his sentence was overturned and he's released. And then a bunch of people get killed in the neighborhood where he lives the same way. The first person I'm going to go grab is that individual that has this MO, modus operandi, and then I'm going to drag his butt in there before that grand jury with the evidence. See, he's done it before, over and over and over again. These creatures have done this over and over again. Debate's over. You understand that? It's over, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanted to play this clip that's at the end of the Daily Kos article. It's called The Ruling Class in America, and it's like children. It's from a good film I've seen, but it's a very childlike question. This is from the American Ruling Class film. And this is an excerpt from the publisher of Harper's and Texaco, Air Lewis Lappin's movie, The American Ruling Class. And he's ruling class, so they let him in there to interview him. The ruling class is so able to manipulate our democracy that they really control democracy, I feel. That's Walter Cronkite, who's a globalist himself. But the point here is that it's so childlike that they train the American people in the last 50 years that there's no ruling elite and there's no special interest, and that, I mean, that's like 3 months ago when they asked the White House press secretary, they asked her, they said, we hear the gas prices are up because the dollar's been devalued. Is the dollar been devalued? And they could go look at the foreign currency exchange index and know in 2 seconds. But instead, they all, like children, were saying for 5 minutes, is it true? Is it true? She said, I can't tell you that. I'll be fired if I do. What does that mean? That means the White House is completely melting down and breaking down. And the stories we hear about Bush not even reading newspapers or not even knowing what's going on, it's true. If his own press secretaries are basically betraying him on TV. And then we have a childlike American people who have to ask, is it true the dollar's devalued? Is it true? They don't know how to go look up the currency indexes. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Well, we've been trying to discover if, in fact, there is an American ruling class.
I'm afraid there is. I don't think it serves democracy well, but that is true. But I think there is. The ruling class is the rich who really command our industry, our commerce, our finance. And those people are able to so manipulate our democracy that they really control the democracy, I feel.
Okay, now let me, for those of you in denial about the police state in this country, all the urban warfare drills, the military admitting they're training for martial law in the United States, the fact that they try to ban protests all across the nation, that is martial law. You know, all the things that are happening, warrantless wiretapping, that's martial law. When the government does what's illegal, what's against the Constitution, and what the and against the wishes of the people, that's martial law, when they do what they want. Now, here's a clip from Bill Moyers a few years ago. Now, we reported at the time that Israeli paramilitary was in New Orleans. We reported that Blackwater was running around confiscating guns and shooting at U.S. citizens. And we had all the local news reports, and people just said, no, that isn't true. We reported and played the clip of the New Orleans police chief saying, all the guns will be taken. No one allowed to be armed. We're going into all the houses and taking the guns. And people said, no, that's not a real clip. Didn't matter, it was off ABC News. See, there's this wanton denial. Well, in this clip, on Bill Moyers, they're there with one of the reporters admitting all of this. Here it is.
You know, suppose we had a national emergency. Suppose a terrorist struck again and a president, President Hillary Clinton or President Barack Obama, declared martial law in order to try to deal with this threat. And there was a private army of 20,000 soldiers that I could call upon to throw a ring around the Capitol and make sure that the Congress didn't leave town or didn't get back to the Capitol. I mean, how far-fetched is that?
Well, I mean, I was in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and I think we saw a real window into the possible future. I was standing on a street corner in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street, and I was talking to two New York City police officers who had come down to help. And it's just a couple days after the hurricane had hit, and this car speeds up next to us, no license plates on. It was a compact car, and three massive guys get out of it, and they have M4 assault rifles, bulletproof vests, wearing khaki, wraparound sunglasses, baseball caps on. And they come up and they say to the cops, where are the rest of the Blackwater guys? And my head sort of, you know, I didn't even hear the answer. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Where are the rest of the Blackwater guys? So they get back into their vehicle and they speed off. And I said to the cops, Blackwater, you mean like the guys in Iraq and Afghanistan? They said, oh yeah, they're all over the place down here. So I said, well, I'd like to talk to them. Where are they? And they said, you can go either way on this street, implying that they're everywhere. So I walked a little bit deeper into the French Quarter, and sure enough, I encountered some Blackwater guys. And when I talked to them, They said that they were down there to confront criminals and stop looters.
Who called them in?
And, well, this is an interesting story. Eric Prince sent them in there with no contract initially. About 180 Blackwater guys were sent into the Gulf. They got there before FEMA. I don't even know if FEMA's there yet, but they got there before FEMA, before there was any kind of a serious operation in the city at all.
On Prince's own decision.
Well, so Prince sends them in. Within a week, Blackwater is given a contract from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Protective Service to engage in security operations inside of New Orleans. At one point, Blackwater had 600 men deployed down there, stretching from Mississippi through from Texas through Mississippi and the Gulf. They were pulling in $240,000 a day. Some of these guys, Bill, had just been in Iraq 2 weeks earlier guarding the U.S. ambassador. Now they're in New Orleans. They said, oh, we do this sort of as a vacation. One was complaining to me that there wasn't enough action down here. And when I talked to them, they told me they were getting paid $350 a day, plus a per diem.
Bye. Homeland Security?
No, well, they're being paid by Blackwater.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Okay, let's go right back into that clip where he gets into the Israelis. This is only the surface. Here it is.
Homeland Security?
No, well, but they're being paid by Blackwater. When I got Blackwater's contracts with the Department of Homeland Security, turns out that Blackwater billed U.S. taxpayers $950 per man per day in the hurricane zone.
Profit margin of $600.
Well, I mean, the math on this stuff is always complicated because and Eric Prince and his men are very good at drawing up charts and sort of, you know, saying, well, there's this detail and this detail. The Department of Homeland Security then did an internal review, and they determined that it was the best value to the taxpayer. at a time when the poor residents of New Orleans are being chastised for how they use their $2,000 debit cards that often didn't work, the ones provided by FEMA. But what was even scarier than seeing the Blackwater operatives on the streets of New Orleans was I encountered two Israeli commandos who had been brought in by a wealthy businessman in New Orleans and set up an armed checkpoint outside of his gated community. And they were from a company called Instinctive Shooting International, ISI, which is an Israeli company.
Okay, that's enough. The point is, the clip's up on Infowars.com. And at Waco, there were French, there were British, there were Israeli, there were Russian psychological warfare individuals there. They had microwave cannons, sound cannons. And they're always setting the precedent. Oh, we need Mexican troops in New Orleans. Don't forget that. And they were all over Texas. And, oh, we need Dutch troops. And, we need foreign military to put out the fires in California. And it's setting the precedent. And you tell the public this stuff. There's Bill Moyers talking about martial law in America and not letting the Congress come back into session. Well, that's what PDD 51, just the declassified version, and they won't even give Congress a copy of the full version. When the Homeland Security Committee is co-equal, in fact, they pass the laws and instruct the executive who then executes them. That's what the hearings were all about last Friday in Congress. Now, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to your calls now. I appreciate you holding. Let's go ahead now and talk to Bruce in Colorado. You're on the air, Bruce.
Well, hi there, Alex. I really appreciate all that you've been doing. I'm calling about one of your sponsors, Interfood. I have a little problem with them, not the product, but last week, Steve St. Clair, he says, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up on your order. This is the second time I called him. And he says, I figured, well, it's a mistake. And he said, but we're going to ship it today.
Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Listen, look, Interfood's great. I buy it. I use it. I'm sorry your order got messed up. I can't do that on my show. See, we don't screen your calls, and it gets and I know I'll be the big enemy today or something too. I had some other guy email in the office saying threatening things today, saying we were blocking his MySpace bulletins. We don't do that. We don't even look at the MySpace account, but like once a week to let new members in, and then they complain that we don't let new members in. We don't have the staff. We don't have the people. We're not blocking bulletins. We're not stopping you. MySpace does that. All sorts of filtering and stuff that goes on. And I know I'm changing the subject. There's just so much we can't. There's like nine of us that actually work on InfoWars stuff and websites and films, and the rest are a few people on shipping and one person on customer service, and I can't even keep track of stuff. I don't even claim we're the best at things. We're doing the best we can. We're trying to move to a new office. We're trying to upgrade. We're trying to raise the capital to be able to do all this. We're trying to start a TV show. I just can't do it. I mean, I can't sit here and hear about how one of my sponsors is bad because there was some problem with an order and you were able to talk to the owner of the company who said, I'll fix it. Just, you know what, call back if you hung up on him, John, and get his number, and I'll give it to the sponsor. Everybody else I know is very happy with it. I know we order it around here. I know you can go down to Brave New Books in Austin, if you're listening in Austin, and buy it there. I mean, we have martial law coming in. We have the economy imploding. And I got a caller calling up bitching about some sponsor. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, I can't control that stuff. This is incredible. We'll come back and try to take a few more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now,